This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Pope Francis issued a broad apology for what he called the crimes of the Catholic Church, saying church officials did not respond with compassion, with truth or justice to the many children and women who were abused by priests. And on a flight from Dublin back to Rome, Francis spoke with reporters about an 11-page letter from a former Vatican ambassador to the U.S. who was calling for the Pope to resign over allegations he knew that the former Archbishop of Washington had been engaged in improper relations with seminarians, and yet the Pope kept him on as an advisor. Brian Lucas is a priest and national director of the Catholic Mission in Australia.
Look, I think we're always in a time of crisis. Right through history, there's been various challenges that the church faces because the church exists in the world that is a broken, fragile world, and people within the church themselves are broken and fragile. But we have to face this particular crisis with real conviction.
Father Lucas said everyone, especially children, need to be kept safe in the Catholic Church and within any of its institutions. In Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been sworn in. This followed the Constitutional Court on Friday confirming him as president, dismissing a challenge by opposition leader Nelson Chamisa. Mnangagwa won 50.8% of the vote, but his inauguration was postponed because of the court challenge. Mnangagwa urged the country to unite behind him following last month's disputed election.
Now is the time for us all to unite as a nation and grow our economy.
Zimbabwean leader vowed to revive the economy, settle outstanding debts, called for an independent inquiry into the army crackdown against protesters following the July 30th vote. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served for 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. His family was by his side. After announcing he had brain cancer last year, McCain appeared on NBC News.
I celebrate what a guy who stood fifth from the bottom of his class at the Naval Academy has been able to do. I am so grateful. Every night when I go to sleep, I am just filled with gratitude.
A graduate of the Naval Academy, McCain, an Arizona Republican, followed both his father and grandfather, who were four-star admirals, into the U.S. Navy. During a 1967 bombing run over Hanoi, McCain's plane was shot down, nearly killing him. He was captured by North Vietnamese forces and spent more than 5 years as a prisoner of war. Dixie Reed is an Arizona resident.
Just deeply saddened. I heard about it and immediately started crying, just thinking about what a man of integrity and just cared so much for his country.
81-year-old McCain was well known in the U.S. for working with members of the opposition, the Democratic Party in Congress, to tackle issues such as immigration, campaign finance reform, and climate change. The Trump administration has cut more than $200 million in economic aid to the Palestinians after a review of funding for projects in the West Bank and Gaza. Palestinian Legislative Council member Hanan Hashraoui says cutting aid exposes the xenophobic attitude of the Trump administration.
This is part of the White House group that is extreme Zionist racist in terms of their attitudes towards Palestine. We are not willing to pay a price for our rights, and we are not selling our rights for a fistful of dollars.
When U.S. officials said the aid decision takes into account the challenges the international community faces in providing assistance to Gaza, where he said Hamas control endangers the lives of Gaza's citizens and degrades an already dire humanitarian and economic situation. A drone strike has killed the leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abdu Saeed Arhadi, along with his nine commanders. The missile attack occurred in the troubled eastern Nangarhar province, where the terrorist group was headquartered. Afghan intelligence officials said international forces assisted in the counterterrorism operation. A U.S. military spokesman confirmed the U.S. forces conducted a counterterrorism strike that targeted a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.